Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And blow the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
In my deepest
heart. Your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Groovy.
Okay, right on. Good to hear from you. Good to see you. Right on. Everybody is in the house. We are here live. We are talking about something that's been a plague for us for over 4 or 5 months now, almost. And I feel like it's even longer. So, we all want to start off by, announcing what's going on and keep it real with you, and definitely reach out. So, Brother Kofi, are you in the house, sir? Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Brother Kofi, are you in the house?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, actually. Just got back to the area, so having to do a bunch of chores and stuff to get things together, but I'm doing all right, though.
Yeah. It's good to hear. Hello, baby. It's fine. Are you in? Today we're talking about the COVID-19 and the growing death rate across this nation. It's astounding. I just saw a report yesterday. Brother was saying it was over, I think he said almost 1.9 million people are deaf since the coronavirus has hit. President Trump is trying to play it down. He keeps saying he wants to play it down. And we're hearing all of these stuff going on, and it's just crazy, man. And, it's a constant thing. We're seeing where our elders are dying. Our parents are dying. Our children are dying at an exponential rate. And it just keeps happening every day. You hear horror stories. Then to compile along with it, you got cops shooting the people in the streets. And the police brutality issues coming up. The tensions there. The divorce rate is going high now, even higher, because instead of you marrying that person, you actually really get to sit down and know if you really are marrying to the right person. And these kind of things are just driving people crazy. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into it. The latest report has been coming out. I got this report from NSSBC, NBC News, and Dateline. The growing rate has tripled within the last month, the death rate. And they are expecting, the CDC is actually expecting this thing to grow even bigger. Per se, with these constant numbers constantly growing and changing, people are trying to downplay it. And like I said, which was the president, he was trying to downplay. Basically, they're expecting this to like the plague. Now, Brother Kofi, you remember how big the plague was, right? You know the history, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, the history behind it is pretty atrocious. One of the maybe not the big as far as numbers, but definitely as far as percentage wise, definitely was knocked out a lot of people in Europe.
Well, they never said during that time. They didn't say they took precautions during that plague, and then when they had the chicken pox fiasco, where chicken pox was going on, you know, they came up with this term of, and I'm just going to subname it. It's normalizing, like it's, if you get it, it'll go away. And this is what the government's trying to say about this situation. If you get it, it will go away. And they're waiting for it so it becomes like, just like the chicken pox. They're expecting this to become like, okay, something that it become normal. Well, like when you're 10 years old and you get your first bloody nose or whatever, and then you let your bloody nose heal, and you don't get a bloody nose right now anymore until your next bloody nose comes along, you know?
I think
what is your opinion about this right now, man? What you're hearing out there in the news, what you're seeing from your perspective, what is going on? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the end game looks like from your perspective?
I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on. As far as what I see, it's hard because you can't really, in all honesty, it's hard to know, first of all, because we don't know who to trust, unfortunately, if we just be honest with it, right? Like, who do you trust? All the places that we're supposed to listen to, whether we're talking about the CDC, whether you're talking about the White House, whether you're talking about doctors, you know, people in many different practices and professions, most people that we are supposed to trust really are the very people that lie to us, right? So, dealing with a lot of brothers and sisters out there, kind of hard to even give them direction when they ask for it, or even to gain direction from some of our people, because everybody's getting information and nobody really knows for certain things. Now we know there's a sickness, and even COVID-19 is hard to deal with because COVID-19 is not an actual just strand by itself, but it can be many different things. So that's why even some of the numbers, you have debate about whether it's inflated or this, that, whatever, because, hey, man, with COVID-19, I could have, let's say I have somebody who gets COVID. COVID could be the flu. It could be mad cow disease. It could be something having to do with a bat disease. It could be different things that are attached, you know, to quote unquote this COVID strain. So it's not really a actual, I mean, there is a COVID disease per se, but there's still a bunch of things that they put in. So that's why you have people that will say, well, they didn't even check me. Just I had flu-like symptoms. They tell me I had COVID. Well, yeah, they can, because technically COVID is not just only, you know, a specific strand. It can be many different things together. So it's kind of a lot of different stuff is confusing. It's hurtful, too, because a lot of people are dying. You have even places like in New York where there's Heart Island, you know, where they buried the people. They started using that for AIDS and stuff back in the 80s and 90s. Where they would just bury bodies if they couldn't, you know, determine who was who. Now you've got them doing it for COVID. You've got major places in New York where they're upset with the mayor because, you know, people have been where at one point, I don't know if it still is, but from what I've heard from people that live there, you know, that they were dying at such a rate to where people were living with, you know, dead bodies of people who died, you know, supposedly of COVID, you know, for days before anybody would show up. Obviously, to lose a loved one under any circumstance is terrible. I just actually had a friend of mine who asked me to, you know, participate in the funeral or whatever, and to help, you know, to bury his father, you know. That'll be next week and on Friday. So it's hurtful. There's also, but, you know, in the midst of it, I think one of the things we have to start doing as well is looking for hope, encouragement, and healing, because it's easy to get down on it, but and be put down by it. But I think also we have to remember that you have different things going on. Like if you know how to eat better, you can raise your oxygen levels. An oxygenated body is a healthy body, so you can actually fight COVID to where it can easily be expelled from the body or different things. So I think there's a lot of things that we aren't talking about, but you know, can be easy.
I want to segue into that with you, and I agree with you on that. And I just want to add into, since you brought that up, a lot of people are making a segue into holistic healing. That holistic healing market has blown up. I mean, seriously, like rapidly. You have more people out there trying to find ways to work this disease out or be more healthy out than it was before the COVID. Originally there was on Facebook, I take a picture. Facebook, there was only maybe three groups promoting Dr. Sebi's program. There's like 13 now. There's like 13 out there doing that. And it's either they're going directly or indirectly trying to be involved. I mean, and you talking about things that you can do to promote great health. Like one thing I tell everybody now is, and I tell everybody in all the audience, please, if you don't have it, please get it. Black seed oil. It's great for your immune system and your body. If you have diabetes, it can also help reduce your sugar level, which once your sugar level is able to work and able to process properly, then you actually can reduce your A1C. And if you want to do that, but you also want to do more cleansing, fasting, these are things that you can do that can help aid you during a coronavirus situation. Always know the symptoms and what the virus attacks. And as a person who has studied medicine and holistic healing and alternatives, I would always advise people that try to get the most potent, freshest herbs so that your body can actually function properly through the digestive system. Always detox before you take any other thing out there. Clean the body out as best you can so the body can thirst for the nutrients that it needs. And then when you put the proper nutrients in it, the body will heal. So when this COVID thing happens, we need to be able to when it happens to you and your family, you need to take precautions for yourself and your health and your well-being. If you're not doing those things, then you are actually hurting your immune system and you're exposing yourself. Now, I take black seed oil for myself, and my family takes black seed oil. One of the things I'm going to be adding is, if you have a juicer, is peat moss, okay? But there's different kinds of peat moss. Each peat moss has a way of healing the body and the digestive system, and we need to try to do that. So what I'm telling everybody is try to keep these things in your system. If you're trying to cleanse your pancreas out, you know, do certain thing, herbs. I try not to use a powdered version of things that much, but I try to get fresh ginger when I use ginger, when I want something of ginger, because ginger is good for your body. If I'm going to have lemonade, I make sure I can get the nutrients from the lemons, that way it does, and I make sure everything is constantly fresh. So when I tell everybody, fresh garlic, fresh herbs, fresh vegetables, personally, I tell everybody now through my research and studies that if we're going to talk about trying to prevent this death from happening and affecting your family, stay away from iceberg lettuce. If you want a salad, use spinach. It has more nutrients. And with that being said, that, you know, we want to make sure that we have other other avenues available that so you can make your health stronger or your immune system stronger. So, you know, we're going there. And now get back to what we've talked about before regarding the death rate and everything. We need to try to figure this out. How are we supposed to deal with the mental stress of losing a loved one in this pandemic, this crisis issue, this position, and this way of living? It is become a constant nightmare for dozens of millions of families right now, not just within the United States, but the world. We get stories from Australia where the heat is, you know, when you have heat, expands. So your body and your pores expands, which allows your body to bring in diseases quickly. Okay? And when those diseases come into your body, it actually does what the disease does. It's either there to destroy or aid a disease that's already in your body. And right now, the heat is expanding and allowing the covert of the coronavirus to come into the body and to destroy the body system and your immune system. If you have a disease already in there, the coronavirus will assist the disease that's already there to destroy your body even further. So we have to try to look at this and say, okay, there is something going on with my immune system. What can I do to improve that immune system? Like you said, improve your airways. So, Bud Cooper, I'm gonna ask you. Besides the blueberries, we all know blueberries has oxygen. It's good for oxygen. What other vegetables can you name that might be good for breathing or oxygen?
So as far as oxygen and different things like that. Also, too, something that's very good, you know, the rule of thumb for a lot of stuff as far as fruits and vegetables is if it looks like something in the body, then it's something that's good for that part of the body. So if you look at, like, grapes on a vine, you know, grapes are really good. They actually look like the ventricles inside the lungs. And so you can actually eat grapes, and that's something that helps your lungs to redevelop. But even if you've had damage, you know, whether you've been smoking or different things like that, as far as oxygenation or just stuff just to keep the body good, you know, lemon is always good. Lemon is good, or any citrus really is good for cleansing of the blood. Also for sisters, anything that citrus is good for you when it comes to your breast, development of breast, milk development, et cetera. If you're looking for the brain, of course, is connected to everything in the body, and it tells the body what to do. So if you want your brain to function correctly, you know, eat things like walnuts. If you actually were to open a walnut, and look on the inside of a walnut, you would discover that the walnut is shaped like your brain. Things like that are actually good for oxygen. Of course, any kind of leafy vegetables. And if you're just looking for healing in general, there's something that's called an aficionalis. Aficionalis is an old ancient way of saying that it can take care of everything in your body, so anything that's ailing you. And so you can actually do that with the dandelion, any part of the dandelion, the leaf, the flower, the roots, the white part that you blow into and then it goes in the air. And that will actually help to heal many different things that are going on as well. So if you have just those simple things, there's so many more, but if you just take any of those things, your body will actually begin to take oxygen. And or if you're having issues with any part of your body, then begin to take some of those things and start to eat things that help specific parts of your bodies too, because it will flush whatever you're eating to that part. So, for example, if you take dandelion, but you want the dandelion to focus on the lungs. Well, we just said the grapes are good for the lungs. So you could actually take dandelion, which is a physionalis, you know, it heals everything in your body. But if you wanted to focus on your lungs, then eat some grapes. The grapes will flush the dandelion with the dandelion and the grapes. The grapes will go to the lungs. The dandelion will therefore be flushed and concentrated into your lungs, and you're kind of already healing yourself specifically of certain ailments. So you can do a lot with a lot of different things that you eat pretty easily.
Yeah, so what I say, okay, well, those are also good for your as far as immune system and everything like that. It was pretty good advice there. What we also want is to have a beta blockers. You know, we want to make sure we keep a balance of certain beta blockers in our system, allowing us to be able to keep our bodies protected once we have the disease, or we not have disease, but when we have the immune system raised. Dr. Shelby consists of watching out for certain what they call man genetically made vegetables. So I believe that those kind of things will come into play. Religiously, we have to be careful as well, because if you are a Hebrew Israelite, or if you are a Muslim or Orthodox Christian, then you know that to stay away from certain foods, prohibited. But those prohibited foods are being genetically modified and put out as organic, and it's really not organic, you know? And we have to be careful with those kind of situations when it comes to our health and our understanding of our health. And it's a constant thing that's growing on a great, 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 great rapid rate, because now we're not getting the nutrients from the fish because it's farm raised or genetically raised. So when we go out there and get some salmon, or we try to get some other protein, you know, I could also say, what was his name? I think his name was Dr. Green. Dr. Green, who was putting a case study out about what should we be eating. Now, he sort of chuckled and laughed about the situation and said, well, you know what? The truth of the matter is we don't really need meat from protein. I said, hold on, man. I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, why is he telling me that we don't need? He said, the animal eats the vegetable to get the protein from the vegetable, and from the vegetable, the protein that the animal eats from the vegetable goes into the animal, and then we eat the animal to gain the protein. And it's like a catch 23. So one is that gets the protein from the original source of protein, then comes along and we eat what that beast has eaten, and now we take it as protein from that animal to us. Now I'm looking at, okay, well, maybe we need to put more vegetables on our diet. Less meat, more protein. More protein from vegetables. They say this case study back in 1943 or 42 came out about the navy bean. Okay, there was a case study. They said there's enough protein in a navy bean soup to a sirloin steak. Now I'm going to say that again. There is enough protein in a navy bean boiled navy beans as a sirloin steak. Have you ever heard that before?
No, I have not.
Well, this case study came out back in 1943 because the United States government was trying to figure out why this new Muslim group, why this new Muslim group is sitting here and they don't eat all as much meat or protein from the people, you know? So what I tell people is that, you know, for us as humans, we need to be able to try to offset. Yes, I'm not telling you to quit eating meat. I'm not saying that. So please don't take that wrong. Nobody take that wrong. But what I am telling you to do is to balance what you eat and allow yourself allow yourself to have a balance, a real complete balance of meat and protein from the vegetables. Make sure you know which vegetables are good for you. What I will do today is everybody that hears the show, send me a contact us on www.nsfatherhood.org. Go to the contact page. Anybody that wants a list of vegetables that are good and bad, I will give it away for free. All right? Just contact me today or whenever you get this, you hear the broadcast. Because, like you know, you can always download, stream this later. You call me and you get in touch with me and you leave a message, and we'll be glad to send you out a list of vegetables, proteins, and everything that you can to help make your body a little stronger. If you're feeling weak or you're tired, suddenly you're a person that usually never tired, but now you suddenly, since the COVID happened, you feel a little bit run down. Your body's not responding properly. When you get up, your back starts to crack a little bit more, or it hurts, or it's whatever that case may be. So get in touch with us and let us know what's going on. All right, right. Well, brother, we're gonna take a little commercial break right now. And hey, Kubi, you got your laptop in front of you? Are you remote?
Yeah,
are you remote?
Well, I am, but I can pull up the studio in a sec. Hold on. I got you if you wanna just give me a couple seconds. what you need me to do, brother?
We just gotta pull up King Cam. That's it.
Okay. All right. Got you. Okay. Putting in the information now. Okay, all right.
You want to get King Cam going? Here we go.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Okay, everybody. All right, we're out on remote access. You know, who we are. We're out here trying to make sure to spread the word out here about NSF Radio 1. I'm going to let you know. Please donate today. Just click that donate button right on the first page. Come on. It's a NSFAGHERHOOD.org. That's NSFatherhood.org. Just go on to the main page today and please donate right now. Remember, if you like the content that we're doing on NSF Radio, please donate. Please donate towards the cause. Because every dollar, every cent that you put towards NSF Radio is for a good cause. It's good for a good reason. And it's there to help support fathers and family out there along the way. Okay? So, you know, we just want to make it into this the story today and try to get it in. Let's just talk a little bit more about this. You know, we're going to – this COVID thing is not just a virus. And like any virus or organism, it spreads. It spreads into other avenues, other crevices, other situations. And it's crazy that we have to deal with this. And we have to face this situation right now. So what I want everybody to do is please support the programs, support what's going on, because so we can get content and solutions for what's going on out here in our public and our studio out there. All right? Now, today we're going to get into a little bit. We'll talk about this COVID, all right, now, which is also known, a.k.a. the coronavirus. Now, the coronavirus, when it first hit, we had no way of responding, no way of understanding how this virus came to be. Some say it came from China. Some say it was made in the United States by a Chinese spy that came in there and exposed the world to it. Some people say Russia had something to do with it. There's all these conspiracy theories that come along with it. You know, and it has caused mental rage, you know, along with it. I personally, I see this virus, this disease, as a more of a mental disease than a physical disease. It physically does affect the body, but if the mind is not strong to fight it back, I see it more as a mental disease than a physical disease. You know what I'm saying? So we have to look at those aspects and look at that as a mental disease. And just like any mental disease or any mental affliction, we have to be able to analyze the source of where it is attacking the mind and use the proper tools to heal the body. Because once you heal the mind, you can heal the body. You understand? So we go into those aspects and we look at that. And I would just right now, I would just say, listen, look at these way the people are acting right now. Look the way the people are becoming more hostile against each other. I mean, 911 is become like a regular speed dial dating service almost. You call all the time trying to get a little something done. You know? So, you know, it's like that. So, you know, like you said, we need to be able to try to facilitate ourselves so that we can able to handle this disease. Now, Cole, do you have anything to add with this as far as what would you advise the people right now how to deal with this. We're, you know, we got mental, we got physical, we got a death rate that's out of control. I mean, there's so much that we can talk on this, about this, but what can we do for our audience right now?
Well, I mean, really, I don't have you kind of hit a lot of things on the head, brother, but I would say, you know, as focusing on just one piece of what you were talking about, it is mental as well. And we have to remember that the word disease, you know, broken down literally means dis-ease. You know, we're not at ease. And so, you know, if you get a cold, you don't mentally feel like yourself. If you get the flu, you don't feel like yourself. If you, you know, get a fever, you don't feel like yourself, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that happens, you know, to your body. And when you're sick, you know, it affects you in many different areas. And so you've got fear that comes on. You've got depression. Now, for a lot of people, they can't go outside and do things they normally do. You're wearing a mask. And by the way, I'm not somebody that's against the mask, but also understand why you're wearing a mask. Your oxygen levels do go lower. And whether people want to talk about that or not, you know, less oxygen going into your body makes you sick. So even you having to wear a mask to protect you from something that can make you sick actually works against you as far as depression. It works with you as far as your oxygen levels going down. And whether you believe it or not, there's actually science that we can look into that says if you put on a mask, you know, before, like, people have actually been tested before they put on the mask, they were at 99% level as far as oxygen intake, which is healthy. But then they went down to 92% when they put the mask on. And 92% or lower basically puts you at very low levels, especially for oxygen in your brain or whatever, because your brain relies on a lot of oxygen as well. So, you know, depression is something that's real. Not feeling like yourself is something that's real. Changes in behavior, struggles now going on between husbands and wives, being in the house together. You know, a lot of stuff is going on because of this happening. So, you know, finding different ways to deal with depression or anger or frustration are very real in these times because of not being able to do certain things. Even doing certain simple things like, fine, if you're not going to be around people, find a way to go outside still and go and be in the sun, you know, and just do something like that. That helps with some of the things going on to help with depression issues, anger issues. Find ways to talk about things. Make sure as a family, since you're around each other all day anyway, find a way to speak on things openly, constantly, consistently to ensure that you're having good conversation and actually getting some of those issues out. Maybe find a way, you know, to get involved with some stuff, you know. Find a way to box, find a way to do some kung fu, find a way to do some push-ups or sit-ups or something so that you're able to get aggression out. So, you know, that's something that you said that kind of resonated with me personally. Because if I be honest, you know, this has been hard on myself and my family as well, too. And so, you know, there's been times to where tensions have arisen, but we, you know, we immediately try to find some ways of making sure that we can, in a healthy manner, find a way to deal with it. And so that's something that we shouldn't shy away from or something people shouldn't be afraid of. Understand any dis-ease is literally defined as dis-ease. You know, you're not at ease. You're not feeling like yourself. You're not feeling like your normal self, which is a huge thing. So, you know, take those things into account and some of the things that Brother Alfred and myself even listed as far as things to eat or things to do or ways to think about things. You know, look at these things and also find a way to be compassionate and have empathy for others who are going through what you're going through. Or maybe you're doing better than someone else's, but it might not be as easy for them. So find a way to make sure that you are there for others as well.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, I'm a person, I'm an analytical thinker, so I think from an analytical standpoint. When I see something that's going on a constant basis where the mind is being affected, which causes your body to accept a symptom, that means that it's becoming unraveled. Your normal thought process where you handle the day-to-day issues is now becoming a unraveling of thought. Okay, so with the unraveling of thought, there, you're now being more acceptable to receive unbalanced thoughts, unbalanced way of living, unbalanced way of conducting your day-to-day, and you're more acceptable to the viruses in your body. It would say, okay, I really don't give a damn right now. So, because I don't give a damn right now, you can say, Hep C, come on in, you know, something like that. You can be sitting in, you know, HIV, come on in, I don't care. You know, it's because your body is now accepting anything because it's at a relaxed state of consciousness, and it's not awake and alert to watch out for anything that can affect negative to your body as well as your mind. These things are basic textbook things of psychiatry and theology. If we look at it and look how the brain functions, it's a construct. And with that brain construct, the way it's built, and the synaptics of the brain responds, because it's, last time I checked, I think it was 0.001 second of a third of a second that the brain comes into a new thought. And with that new thought into play, that formulates an idea. The idea becomes a theory, and from the theory becomes action. And after the action, it comes into fruition, into reality. Those are the pathways from something that was not real that becomes real. So we have to try to fight that thought. So when that thought comes into you, or that sort of suggestion comes, you not saying, okay, I'll take that suggestion, I'll be accepting that suggestion. You have to put up the blockers. So it brings us back to, what are you putting in your body to defend your body? Because your body will react on its own, and not just from the brain giving it directions, but it's a self-living organism. And if you want to say, it might sound a little weird, but the organs have their own brain, per se. Because if you push down on your stomach, it reacts. It's not basically the brain saying, oh, react to this. No, the organ itself reacts because this is how it's made to react to certain things. And it's a thought becoming reality. When it comes to covert, the body is being attacked in a way, in a sense, that is not allowing the organs to react in an appropriate manner as it normally would do with any other disease. Come on. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, definitely right.
Okay, Dr. Fauci? Am I saying his name right?
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't believe it.
The one who was Donald Trump just fired. He fired and now he don't like too much.
Right.
He has tried to advise a proper timeline. He uses the basics of theory into action, and to have the basic scientific steps to know when something can be effective, how to go through the testing trials. With the covert, they're not going through normal means. When you have a disease and you're trying to fight that disease, the normal procedure would go, okay, I will test out this vaccine with an animal that I injected the disease in the animal. And after that's how the response after a year of taste studies with the animal, then I bring it up to another higher genetic animal. After I bring it up to a higher genetic animal like a monkey, which is closer to a human, and then once you be able to do that, then you start your human trials. After the mice and the monkey trials have passed, now you bring the human trials, which comes in where you ask volunteers or people to try to see if this disease can be cured or aside from the human body, that it, so it does not affect and allow the immune system, which is the white corpus white cells, to be affecting and able to fight back the disease. But that is not the case here. What they did at the CDC, they skipped the mice trials, they skipped the monkey trials, and went straight to the human trials. And as the black community grew and they knew about what happened when they was testing the theory of syphilis on the black community, you would see for yourself the result is the same. They skipped over the normal procedure, but went straight to the human trial because of pressure of politics. Now, I'm going to say this is my opinion, but I've also my observing or watching the way this has been pushed in so fast that it, I would say, yes, it is become more political. You know, we cannot allow us to be guinea pigs to something that is not stable. So that's why the holistic market is going up. That is why so many people are looking at other alternatives for food. We have to try to figure this out, try to put these things together, and try to get to the point that we understand. Now, but Kubi, I want to ask you, man, if we could come up with something that would be more substantial, I want you to see, you look on your end, you find out what you can find. I want to make this place in front of the audience out here today. If you can find something that can aid us to fight this, if you find anything, you hear anything, let me know, and I will let our audience know. So everybody that calls in or talks to us or participates in the program, we will help and aid you free of charge by helping you try to combat or help you be better. Because that is our main goal here. A healthy community is a safe community. And if a safe community is a healthy community, then that's all we want right now. So I want to leave that off with you. Hey, Brother Kubi, what's going on with Don Kubi Speaks this Saturday?
This Saturday, not 100% sure. Still working on trying to get a guest. So hopefully we'll have our first guest on the show. Might even possibly, depending on what her schedule's looking like, because she's a busy woman, might even see if I can have my wife come on and say a couple things. But we're kind of still working things out, but we're always on there trying to change lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. I invite everybody to come and listen on Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. New York time, Eastern time or Standard Eastern time.
All right. Booty or Kubi Kane, man, let's take us out here. I'm off the internet right now, so just hit that end button. But I want to say, listen, everybody, before we get out of here, always remember, I may fall down,
but I'll get back up. This is Brother Alpha and Brother Kofi signing off.
Okay.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And know the door.
You tune in to NSF Radio.
In my deepest
heart. Your host, Brother Alfred.